Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect on drug allegations. A traffic stop on U.S. 75 near Carbondale for an alleged traffic violation netted cocaine. It also landed 52-year-old Michael Bromberg of Osage City in jail. A tragic night in Garden City Wednesday night. Here's J.P. Bizet with more.
Maria Chavez Morales, a 25-year-old woman, lost her life in a pedestrian accident at an intersection of U.S. Highway 83 around 10 p.m. Emergency services responded to the scene where Chavez Morales was struck by a vehicle while riding her bicycle against a red light. Despite efforts, she was pronounced dead at the scene. The accident caused a four-hour traffic disruption with assistance from Kansas Highway Patrol and the Kansas Department of Transportation. The investigation remains ongoing.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. Providing the best care right here at home. According to the recently released U.S. Census Bureau health insurance estimates, Kansas has had a higher uninsurance rate than the national average for two consecutive years, with thousands of state residents falling into a health care coverage gap. In 2021, nearly 264,000 Kansans went without insurance, with the state's uninsured rate hovering around 9.2%. Federal efforts to increase health insurance coverage meant the U.S. uninsured rate was lower than the state's average for the first time in years, sitting at a national average of 8.6% in 2021. In 2022, the trend continued, though the uninsured rate decreased both locally and nationally. For the time period, 247,070 Kansans went without health insurance, marking a state uninsured rate of 8.6% compared with the U.S. average of 8%. Linda Shepherd, a spokeswoman for the Kansas Health Institute, said pandemic-era federal initiatives such as continuous enrollment may have factored into the decrease, as federal protections stipulated that KanCare, Kansas's Medicaid program, couldn't end health care eligibility unless the person in question moved away, died, or asked to end coverage. So during the pandemic, participation in KanCare went from 410,000 to 540,000 people. The state's Medicaid unwinding began again in April for the first time in 3 years, with state health officials determining Medicaid eligibility. So the preliminary data as of July 31st showed about 78,850 Kansans have been unenrolled so far. The Kansas Association of Wheat Growers joins U.S. Wheat Associates and the National Association of Wheat Growers in thanking Senator Mike Braun of Indiana, Senator John Tester of Montana, Senator Pete Ricketts of Nebraska, and Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas for introduction of the American Farmers Feed the World Act of 2023 in the U.S. Senate. The bipartisan legislation would restore the original intent of the Food for Peace program without spending additional farm bill resources, while also safeguarding the interest of hardworking American farmers in providing food to those in need around the world. U.S. Wheat Associates and National Association of Wheat Growers have joined the broader agricultural industry in backing the legislation, seeing it as an effort to use U.S.-grown commodities to fight global hunger, rather than spending American taxpayer dollars to purchase food from competitors of the U.S. wheat industry. Justin Gilpin, the CEO of Kansas Wheat, said the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers applauds the support of Senator Marshall on the American Farmers Feed the World Act of 2023. He said the Food for Peace program has a storied history in Kansas, sparked by a Kansas farmer who suggested U.S. farmers could share their harvest with global neighbors, and now wheat food aid donations average around 30 million bushels per year. The American Farmers Feed the World Act of 2023 was introduced in the United States House on June 22nd, and the U.S. Wheat Associates and National Association of Wheat Growers have worked with a coalition of other agricultural groups to advance this legislation through the upcoming new Farm Bill. Results for the Norton Blue Jay cross-country teams at the Norton Invitational that was held on Thursday, September 21st, includes the girls' team results, with Norton placing first with 23 points, Quinter placing second with 54 points, and Oakley placing third with 56 points. The individual results for the Norton girls: Emma Collins placed first, Mackenzie Clydesdale placed second, Savannah Rumback placed fifth, Ainsley Collins placed 13th, Lorelei Granberry placed 14th, and Natalie Simmons placed 30th. For the boys' team results, Quinter placed first with 41 points, Hoxie placed second with 49 points, and Norton placed third with 67 points. The individual results for the Norton boys: Aston Katz placed third, Tyler Stewart placed 10th, Derek Clydesdale placed 14th, Jace Bailey placed 19th, Matthew Dick placed 28th, Brexton Eisenhagen placed 30th, and Eli Miller placed 36th. And the boys' junior varsity results include Michael Urban placing 6th and Dorian Garza placing 10th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to wish our Blue Jays and Huskies the best of luck this school year. Remember to please wear your safety gear properly and stay plenty hydrated. Parents, we want to remind you that our medical clinic is here to keep your athletes healthy year-round. Our physical therapy department is also available to help students perform at their very best. Call the medical clinic at 785-877-3305 or physical therapy at 785-874-2222. Go fight, win, and make Norton County proud.
Northern Valley Junior High football coach Jim Cole reported that the Northern Valley Junior High football team traveled to Long Island on Thursday, September 21st, and won their first game of the season, beating Golden Plains 46-12, as the Huskies scored 27 points in the second quarter to take a 33-6 halftime lead. Griffin McKinney led the Huskies on offense, rushing for 216 yards and scoring 4 touchdowns. Cash Compton ran for 2 touchdowns, and Lucas Hansen for 1. McKinney also led the defense with 14 tackles, followed by 7th grader Bryson Wilder with 8, Zane Brown added 4 tackles, and Hansen collected 3 tackles and 2 fumble recoveries. The Huskies will look to add another victory next week when they host Tri-Plains Brewster. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on September 18th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Ted White with Norton County Solid Waste reported that the Norton Citywide Cleanup will be held on October 23rd through the 25th, and this will be for the city of Norton only, not countywide. Ted stated that the pit inspection has been completed on cell 1. He said engineers are checking into developing an evaporation pond for the dirty water, and this will also require Kansas Department of Health and Environment approval. An update was then given on the fencing to be installed on the north property line, with Ted reporting that not all materials have been received yet. He stated that they will install the fencing as far as the material supplies last later in October. Rob Lawson with the Norton County Road Department and Jordan Detmer with Pinco Engineering were present to sign documents for the bridge replacement on OS 91. The bridge is located on Road BB and is over the North Fork Solomon. Bridge OS 91 was selected because of the width, condition, and age of the 93-year-old structure. Rob discussed with the commission the fuel pumps at the county shop, stating that the pumps and plumbing are in need of replacement at an estimated cost of $14,000. Rob said that this is something that could be completed in the next budget cycle. Rob confirmed with the commission that chip and seal will begin in the Almena area on Tuesday, and he said that the equipment is ready and you will have all the road department crew working on the project. The road will be temporarily closed for safety reasons. The commission asked Rob about the accident that was reported earlier in the week with the mower tractor, as the tractor was tipped over with most damage done to the cab and glass. JD will do an inspection on the tractor. Commissioners were presented the mid-month vouchers for signature and approval, and the vouchers were approved as submitted. Norton Sheriff Troy Thompson discussed with the commission security camera options for the exterior grounds at the road department, and Troy said he will contact the firm that he's currently using in the jail area for a quote. Troy then delivered the accident report and photos of the county mower tractor that was rolled last week. The commission discussed the emergency management position and reported that an application has been received, and the commission asked the clerk to set an interview for the next meeting. The next regular scheduled commission meeting will be held on Thursday, September 28th at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and the meeting date has been moved from the last working day of the month due to meeting schedule conflict. With no further business before the board, the meeting was then adjourned until September 28th. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Get ready for fall planting with New Holland Air Seeders from Farm Implement and Supply in Plainville and Colby. New Holland Air Seeders feature advanced accuracy with flexibility to match your seeding style. And check out a nice selection of used grain drills by Great Plains and Crustbuster. See complete inventory at farmimpl.com. For all your agriculture needs, see Farm Implement and Supply in Plainville and Colby. It's a 20-year celebration. Sander Furniture of Norton will celebrate their 20th anniversary with a four-day sale going on now through Sunday. Recliners as low as $299. Mattresses starting at $399. Tremendous savings on sofas, dining sets, appliances, bedroom sets, and more. Celebrate with Sander Furniture during their 20th anniversary sale going on now through Sunday at two locations. Sander Furniture, southeast corner of 283 and Armory Drive, and across the street at the Norton Armory.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. More milk production and slightly lower prices. That's USDA's forecast for 2024. We hear more from Gary Crawford.
For dairy producers, 2024 is likely to show the same basic trends as every year, an increase in output with a decrease in milk prices, but maybe smaller price decreases next year than originally forecast, with 2024 milk output
up 2.9 billion pounds from 2023.
USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jekanowski says that would be about a 1% increase from this year. Now, you'd expect milk prices then to drop by 1% or so next year, but the decline may be less than that. USDA adding almost a dollar to the forecast, now at $20.30. Why the stronger forecast?
Cheese and butter are showing strong demand, relatively tight stocks supporting those prices. So relatively good dairy demand strength supporting product prices, which kind of by extension supports the class prices and the all milk price,
which would still be about 10 cents lower than this year's price, but a much better price than had been expected. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thank you, Gary. USDA announcing a second round of payments for dairy producers through the Organic Dairy Marketing Assistance Program. The department is providing an additional $5 million to help dairy producers mitigate market volatility, higher input and transportation costs, and unstable feed supply, as well as prices that have created unique hardships in the organic dairy industry. Farm Service Agency has already issued $15 million in the first round of payments to eligible producers. Administrator Zach Ducheneau says the program is critical to keeping small organic dairies sustainable as they continue to weather a combination of challenges outside their control. In total, the FSA is providing $20 million to give organic dairy producers additional economic support to stay in operation until markets return to more favorable conditions. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
At Emprise Bank, we're your partner in possible, and we believe that when we work together, your dreams are achievable. Which means today's feeding becomes tomorrow's breeding. First-generation farmers become multi-generational farmers, and the land you love becomes the legacy you leave. We provide flexible financing solutions to help your agribusiness grow. This is the power of possible. Visit EmpriseBank.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We've got a pretty active weather pattern going on across the state that'll likely last through the weekend. One more day of hot temperatures in the southwestern counties, and then we'll cool off on Saturday and Sunday. We should have fairly comfortable daytime highs statewide on Sunday. Precipitation-wise, showers and thunderstorms will be rumbling through the afternoon in our eastern counties with a low and warm front moving across the central plains. Tomorrow we get a cold front that'll sweep in from the northern Rockies. That'll bring a round of potentially severe thunderstorms to about the eastern half of the state tomorrow afternoon. Then Sunday looks a little bit better. On the map, heading into the afternoon, low pressure is set up in northwestern Kansas with a slow-moving frontal boundary extending through the north-central and down into the southeastern counties. A dry line is over western Kansas. We have moist air moving in from the southern plains and the Gulf Coast. Then tomorrow, that frontal boundary will start heading eastward, so we'll get thunderstorms developing over about the eastern half of our state. A cold front will swing in from the northwest by about midday tomorrow. That'll cool the temperatures in our western counties. Watch out for some severe thunderstorms that could develop in eastern Kansas tomorrow afternoon with that cold front moving in. Large hail and damaging wind will be possible with a few of those storms. Sunday looks mostly sunny. Our afternoon high staying pretty comfortable, mostly in the upper 70s and low 80s statewide. Then we get fair weather heading into the new week with that cold front. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 70s and low 80s with mid to upper 50s overnight. Upper 70s and low 80s north central, and tonight we're in the mid 60s. Around 80 for the northeastern counties and mid 60s for the overnight hours. Southwest, upper 80s and low 90s. Tonight we're in the mid 50s. South central, mid to upper 80s, and tonight we're in the mid to upper 60s. Right around 80 in the southeastern counties and upper 60s for the overnight hours. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.